program, and I'm sure many other programs have proved to you. And on our TV program, we brought in experts after experts who testified with documents that the war on Iraq was nothing but a war for Israel. Two events took place. One of them is an interview. The chief of staff for Colin Powell. And he did say that, oh, well, the Israelis were telling us not to attack Iraq. This case was, or this interview, highly publicized, as if to say that Israel was against the United States attacking Iraq, to show that this war was not for, did not want. You see, the story, the real story, ladies and gentlemen, is there are people in Israel who did advise go to war against Iraq. Some people, not the official position of the government, not the Likud government. We have a break coming up, and we will continue this after the break. And, of course, we welcome your phone calls at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debt disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the studios of the Republic Broadcasting Network. As I said in the opening, next weekend is the conference, the No More Wars for Israel conference, will take place in California, in Southern California, between the 12th and the 14th of October, that is next weekend. And you can do a search on No More Wars for Israel. A lot of the information that you need. Of course, you can send us an email at Tilawi, that is T-I-L-L-A-W-I, at currentissues.tv. And we will send you all the information you need on that. But it will be next weekend in Los Angeles. No More Wars for Israel conference. The reason I'm stressing on this point, the No More Wars for Israel, because now they know that we are, or we have succeeded in bringing this out to the public, that the war against Iraq or the war on Iraq for Israel. So now, fight it back. They're fighting back with statements from people who are saying that, oh, Israel did not want the war on Israel, on Iraq. Now we have Greenspan, Alan Greenspan, the former Federal Reserve Bank chairman, saying that it was mainly for oil. Well, number one, ladies and gentlemen, Israel did not officially say at that time that it was against the war on Iraq. On the contrary, all its statements and policies was or were for the war on Iraq. Israel controls AIPAC. AIPAC controls our politicians. AIPAC is the most influential lobby in the United States when it comes to our foreign policy. They could have stopped the war if they wanted to. So, this thing about Israel did not want the war on Iraq is a bunch of BS. Now, few reasonable people in Israel, politicians, intelligence sources, yes, former, some of them, they spoke against the war on Iraq. But the policy of the Jewish state was to attack Iraq. And then Greenspan, who is also Jewish, he could have said,
hello, ladies and gentlemen. We're sorry to interrupt this previously recorded program, but Hashem and I are right now walking down the street with what looks to be like 1,000 people, but in actuality, it's only about 50. But anyway, we got shut out of the hotel where we were supposed to have the conference, And so we decided to have a little protest. And so we were walking down the street, 50 beautiful people with signs and flags,
the,
stickers saying no more wars,
right here.
No more wars for Israel. And Hashem thought it might be a good idea for all of us to let you know that even though we were shut out of this conference by the hotel because of the pressures that were brought to bear against this hotel by groups such as the ADL and others, that we are not going to allow them to have the last word on this, and we are going to exercise our rights to free speech and freedom of assembly. And here is Hashem Talawi. He wants to give his 2 cents worth. Hold on just a second.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is a different type of program that we have now. Of course, we are in the middle of a protest on the streets right in front of the Marriott Hotel, and they canceled the conference. We were looking forward to this conference. We had a lot of speakers came from all around the country and, of course, all the way from Australia. And right now, we are on the sidewalk in front of the Marriott Hotel with a lot of people, a lot of the good people who came to this conference. They're still with us, and they're trying to kill and shut us out. They're trying to kill our freedom of speech, but they will never be able to do this. We are here to stay. Our voices will be always, always, freedom of speech will always be part of this country. And we're probably going to have to go back into our recorded program. We will try to cut in as we see there's a need for it. But in the meantime, we let's hear from everybody. No more wars for Israel.
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 As you can see, that was Michael Collins Piper, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody is here. Everybody was here. I wish all our friends were here, too. But I think we're going to do this, too. We have, who would Jesus bomb? That's one of the signs that I'm looking at. Who would Jesus bomb? Of course, Jesus will not bomb anyone. Either. He will not even bomb Israel. Choose life, not war. Of course, that is Chuck Carlson of WeHoldThisTruth.org, WHTT.org. Chuck Carlson is here, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, we have many, many people. And we have, tell me.
Patrick Graham.
The Zionist Watch. Patrick Graham with the Zionist Watch is here, ladies and gentlemen. We have a lot of our friends are here. And let's see who else is here. Of course, we can't have a protest. Well, what am I going to say his name? Because he's in trouble. Okay. Now,
stop occupation.
Okay. Occupation of what?
Poland has been occupied by Israelis since 1945. 97% of the government of Poland are Jews. Lech Wałęsa, really lame. Ray Bakon. Kalkstein is a president right now. Previous president of Poland, Kwaśniewski, really named Stoltzman. Why are the Jews using Polish names?
Okay.
Criminals.
Very good. No more wars for Israel.
No more wars for Israel.
No more wars for Israel.
No more wars for Israel. Okay. Oh, we also have, of course, Alan Fleming is here. Everybody is here.
At her website, weareWideAwake.org.
weareWideAwake.org with Alan Fleming. And, of course, I'm going to say Michael Piper's again. You know, he is here. I tell you what. We're going to let Michael say a couple of words, too.
Well, they're trying to stop us, but we're still out here making our voices heard. Thank you.
Well, this is also an old plan to divide Sudan. You go to Saudi Arabia, you go to each, and in this document that I'm talking about, they had introduced the fault lines and identified the fault lines in each Arab country. I can identify probably 100 fault lines that we have right here in this country. based on religion, based on color, based on class, based on national origin. And if somebody is controlling us from the outside, they can work on these fault lines that we have and eventually destroy the country that we have by playing these people against each other. In that document, it did say that the removal of Saddam Hussein is extremely important. And after we remove Saddam Hussein, after we remove Saddam's regime, the country will go into chaos. It will split into three or four weak states, which will be easily controlled. And they identified these states. They said a Kurd state in the north, a Sunni state in the central and west of Iraq, and a Shiite state, possibly two Shiite states, because remember, the Shiites are divided almost in half between Arab Shiites and Persian Shiites. So now this document proves 100% that the destruction of Iraq into three or four different states is an Israeli plan about 40 years ago, about 30 years ago. Now, they're trying to tell us that it was about oil. Oil companies did not write the clean break document that was written back in 1996, that it did say it was written by Paul Wolfowitz and Richard Pearl. We'll catch this. We'll continue with this because this is extremely important, ladies and gentlemen, that you understand what Israel's role in all of this. We welcome your phone calls, of course, at 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are in the middle of the street on Van Carmen Avenue in Irvine, California, right across the street from the Marriott Hotel. They shut us out of the hotel because of the No More Wars for Israel conference. Of course, the hotel received a lot of pressure and a lot of phone calls and probably political pressure from the ADL and their cronies here. And basically, we will not have the conference. We are picketing. We are protesting in front of the hotel. And like I said, we have a lot of people here, a lot of names that you are familiar with. And with me now is Rabbi David Weiss of the Naturi Karta, USA. Okay, I forgot. The Rabbi Weiss can speak on Saturday. Okay? On a microphone. Well, this is not a microphone. This is a telephone. Same thing. Okay. No electronic, but he is here, and he is obviously very upset that this thing has taken place. Apparently, the ADL and the Zionists have got even to the Marriott Hotel, and they canceled us out. But, of course, okay, now we'll go to Mark Glenn.
Yeah, Hashem, I just found out that there was a caller in on the program who tried to attend the conference, and when he asked about the conference, the people at the hotel told him that we canceled the conference, that it was us who did it.
Okay.
It was not.
Well, we did not cancel the conference, ladies and gentlemen. As you see, we are protesting this cancellation from the Marriott Hotel. So now all of you listening to us need to get on your phones, call the Marriott Hotel, get their phone numbers. It's on the Internet. And if anyone can get us the number now, we will put it out on the air.
I have the number. It is area code 949-553-0100, if memory serves me correctly.
It is. That's for the hotel here. But we need to call the Marriott Corporation, and if you have any reservation with this corporation, cancel it just like they have canceled our conference here, the No More Wars for Israel conference. Of course, I want to go to Joe, who has very much been involved in this and very dynamic in this, preparing for this conference. Joe has the whole scoop about why these people have canceled this conference. So let's go to Joe Field.
Yes. Basically what's happening here is a classic denial of free speech in the land of supposedly the free. We had booked this conference about 2 months ahead of time. Everything was going perfectly until at the last minute, Wednesday evening, I got an email telling me that we had to come up with an exorbitant amount of money ahead of time as if we were going to tear this place up and have a riot. And when we couldn't achieve that amount at the last minute, these people canceled on us. They came up to me with several security guards. They had about five or six big guys come into the room with the woman who looked like Nurse Ratched from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And they served me with the papers, and I said, well, we're about to get a credit card donation into you. Can you just wait? No. And the look on the face was as if they were dealing with a criminal. And, you know, I've got to say, if this doesn't call for a class action lawsuit with people coming in from all over the world, airplane tickets being purchased, there's people here from Europe. Dr. Tolbin came in from Australia. We need to do something about these people, and I think it's time for a big class action lawsuit. Make them feel it in their pocket.
What about our civil rights?
That's right. Let's hear again, no more wars for Israel.
No more wars for Israel.
No more wars for Israel.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, and actually we are on the street, across the street from the Marriott Hotel in Irvine, California. And we will go now to Chuck Carlson of WeHoldThesTruths.org. Chuck, what do you think is going on here?
Well, this is, first, as so many have said, this is a denial of free speech. It does show the tremendous power of world Zionism at work in our country. Well, as we criticize world Zionism, we need to understand that there's a powerful force that is coupled with it, jointly with it, behind it, called Christian Zionism. And for every Jewish Zionist in America, there are 10 Christian Zionists. And the power and the money that is helping out to bring about the cause of world Zionism is being sponsored in America's churches. So we as Christians in America need to respond to this threat to our churches. It is anti-Christian. And we need to remember that there is absolutely no Christianity in Zionism. There is no Judaism in Zionism. There's no Islam in Zionism, though there are probably Islamic Zionists. Zionists are not a religion. They are a political power of themselves outside of all religion and denying God in his essence.
Very good. Thank you, Chuck. Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm going to go to Mark Glenn now. Mark, what you got?
We would be extremely remiss, Hashem, if we didn't bring up one of our extremely honored speakers for this event, and it is the rising star of they call you a Zionologist, and his name is Patrick Grimm, and we are honored to have him here with us today, and he's going to say a few words as well.
Yeah, this is just another example of what they've done. They've shut down my first site, Zionist Watch, and I had to create another one, and it's basically just the Jewish extremists, the Zionist extremists flexing their muscles once again. I mean, we're slowly moving toward a police state America. We're a tiny, hostile minority can dictate to the rest of us what we're allowed to think and say and who we can associate with, the countries that we can associate with. This is outrageous, and hopefully it's enough that it'll at least wake up a few Americans at the kind of the free speech, the First Amendment violations that are going on in the name of international Zionism. It's not just America. This is international, and our rights are being trampled upon. And I think that's what's important about this gathering. And I'm going to do everything in my power to stop these people.
Amen, brother.
And this is unbelievable. This is my first event of this kind, and I'm sure it's not the first time they've used these kind of totalitarian tactics, the Zionists. And
thank you, Patrick. That was Patrick Grimm, ladies and gentlemen. Back to Hashem.
Very good, Mark. Thank you. From the other side of the street, ladies and gentlemen, we are live across the street from the Marriott Hotel, and we have many people who came all the way from Australia, Canada. I'm going to go to Ramsey, who came from Canada especially to be with us on this day. Hello, Ramsey. What do you think is going on here?
Very interesting.
This is Patrick.
Okay.
Well, Dr. Plowy, like, this is completely inappropriate. We came here to discuss our views. We're entitled to have our views. And this is a complete suppression of freedom of speech. What's supposed to happen, there's supposed to be a debate about this, but there's never a debate about this in our society. There's no debate about this in the media. There's no debate about this in the government. Everything that Israel wants, it gets. That's a quote from former Congressman Paul Findlay, who wrote the excellent book, "The All Day to Speak Out Against the Jewish Lobby." And we made a planned arrangement with the Marriott Hotel, and it was all set up and everything. But at the end, they canceled it at the last minute, and given us shallow excuses.
Very good. Thank you, Ramsey. And as we told you before, the rabbi can speak through any electronic devices on Saturday, but he did want to give a message to everybody out there that that Judaism and Zionism are not the same. These people want to shut out everybody who speaks against Zionism, who speaks against Israel. They are confusing religions with political affiliations, and basically the message, they came here all the way from New York, and they wanted to give a message, but unfortunately it's Saturday, and they can't speak, and we will respect that. Now, I am looking, reading some signs. We have some signs that says, freedom of speech, dead. The other sign, speech, assembly, question marks, goodbye, America. Goodbye, America. Hello, fascism. Of course, we are in the fascism state, ladies and gentlemen. And Bill of Rights, out. Source to police state. Amen. That is correct. We do live in a police state, ladies and gentlemen. Freedom of assembly, null and void. These are the signs that the protesters are carrying. There's a guy that looks like a CIA guy here standing next to me, but we say hello to all the FBI agents, of course. USA, political speech, dead and buried. Of course it is. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go to Mark Glenn. He's somewhere not to be found.
I'm right here, Hashem.
He's there. Okay, there he is.
One thing we ought to point out, Hashem, we're getting quite a bit of public support. We're getting a lot of honking horns in support of what we're saying and doing out here. So this is the thing, ladies and gentlemen, particularly those of you out there who feel the way that you do about what is going on. You're not alone. This is a... the image that is being generated on the media about public support for this war. Ladies and gentlemen, there is the voice of America speaking to you. So we're going to go back to Hashem now.
Okay, Mark. Just pass the buck, huh? Okay,
hey,
ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we are in front of the Marriott Hotel in Irvine, California, where they very much shut us out of the conference. They canceled our conference. They have demanded, a couple of days before the conference, they demanded $20,000. Of course, this is not the first time that this happened. People have experiences with this. A couple of days before the conference, they will ask for a large sum of money where the organizers cannot raise this kind of money, and this is what we have right now, the conference. But they canceled us out of the hotel. We do have another venue for the conference. We're not going to say where we're going, but we will tell you about it after the conference. We will tell you where we're going. We will be holding the conference. They will not stop us from holding the conference. And right now, I'm going to go to a man that has been fighting against Zionism and against fascism for many, many, many years, and it is Dr. Sadiq of the New Trend magazine. What do you think? What are your thoughts about what's going on here?
Well, I really didn't know how bad it was till I came to this place, and I found that they can actually give you a contract and break it on the basis of some pressure they got from somewhere. They even had it on their own TV screen, the Marriott Hotel. They were announcing that there's going to be in such and such room, and then at the last minute they canceled out. This shows that the people who are in charge of censorship in this country, they are very strong. And the only reason why they are strong is that they do not allow people's voices to be heard. It's outright suppression, and it's shameful. And I want to say this very clearly, that this is a peaceful assembly. People here are against the war. They want the people's voices to be heard. Most of the people of America, 75% or so or more, do not support war. And it's the Israelis and the Zionist lobby which keeps pushing for it. And now this is one of their most shameful acts. People came here from all over the country, from overseas, even from Australia, to express their feelings against the war and to stop Israelis from continuing this activity of theirs. And they get this kind of treatment at a very outstanding American hotel. So these people who are for the war, that is the Israelis and the Zionists, they have the power to stop activities, however peaceful they might be, It's a shame and a disgrace that this country, which has got the First Amendment right to express themselves, they get this kind of treatment. Here we have scholars, we have activists, we have writers, we have preachers, we have church people, we have Jews who are against the war in their traditional garb, and all of them being stopped from expressing themselves. So here we are standing on the street expressing ourselves now that this is not right. We should have the right to hold our own conference. And here I will go back to our host.
Thank you, Dr. Sadiq. And, of course, you know, we are in Southern California. It's beautiful weather. It's a little cloudy, but it is beautiful. It's gorgeous. It beats the heck out of the weather we have down in Louisiana. With me now is Mark Green. Of course, Mark is a former TV host, talk show host, the Flashpoint. That was his program. And he is an excellent writer on the subject. Mark, what do you think is going on here? Is this just the Marriott Hotel don't want these people here, or what's going on?
Thank you, Hisham. I would say clearly the Zionists and the prominent Jews that pull so many strings in American culture are succeeding in sabotaging our ability to communicate with lots of other Americans who would like to explore the question of undue Israeli influence in American life. And what we see today is an exercise of their abuse of Zionist Jewish power, and fortunately we're undaunted here. What's remarkable that I've observed, though, we're out here with a collection of about 60 people or more, and we have just a handful of signs that say no wars for Israel, and we're getting all these thumbs up and honks by all these people that go by. It indicates to me that there are millions of Americans that are waiting for leadership on this issue, and yet it's being denied by this special interest group, and that's why it's so heartwarming to me to see that former President Carter has written an excellent book on the subject, and John Mearsheimer and Stephen Waltz wrote The Israel Lobby, which is really groundbreaking. So fortunately, this information is breaking through. It's hitting the radar of average people. And what Americans are living under is a kind of soft occupation. We're under a soft occupation by Jewish nationals who live in the United States now, and many of them have dual citizenship, and they don't want to jeopardize the alliance between our country and our military and the Jewish state, which so is dependent upon our diplomatic and, of course, our military prowess. So hopefully what we're going to do is we want to create cracks in that alliance so that Israel is accountable to world standards of conduct and cease their ethnic cleansing and stop exploiting the United States. So that is our mission, and hopefully, even though we have been given the bum's rush by the Marriott here, because they just want to, have an orderly, operation and not have to be affected by these Jewish pressure groups. So they gave it to the Jewish pressure groups like so many other corporations do. And we're temporarily homeless, but we're doing our job here. We're getting the word out to people. We are going to be meeting at another venue later, so they have not stopped us, and that's the important thing. So I feel thankful for that. And, Hisham, I'm going to give the phone back to you, and I'll thank you for carrying on your good work, and here you go. Thanks again.
Thank you, Mark Green. Thank you very much for that. And we're now going to go to some of the residents in the area. Phil Tyrant, he's from, He's from Costa Mesa, California. What do you think is going on here, sir?
Well, I think what's going on here is a good example of how the Zionists, the ADL, controls practically every part of our operations. They put pressure on the hotels to keep people from holding a meeting there. They from the hotels all the way to Washington, their influence in Washington has caused us to be in war in the Middle East with Iraq and Afghanistan. We're nothing but attack dog for Israel. We're seeing Israel use our blood and money to do their dirty work in the Middle East. It's that simple. And if the American people don't wake up, doesn't wake them up, then nothing will. So anyway, we're doing what we can out here today. Thank you very much.
Jim, I don't want to interrupt you here, but I've been told by the producer that we have a caller on the line. We have John from California. John, come on up.
Yeah, hello. Is this Hisham? Or is this Mark?
This is Hisham and Mark, both of us.
Okay, yeah, this is John from Rancho Cucamonga, California. And I'm about 53 miles away from the Irvine Marriott. And Mark, you confirmed my registration yesterday by email. And you left off the times of the event, so I thought I'd give the hotel a call. And a woman named Sally in the marketing group returned my call about 3:30 yesterday afternoon and said that today's conference was set to start around 8 o'clock for registration, with the conference starting at 8:30. She also mentioned there was a cocktail reception from 6 to 10, you know, Friday evening. I couldn't make that. But the interesting thing is when I got there this morning, I got there about 7:15, and as you probably well know, the whole hotel was infested with a bunch of several hundred people riding bicycles for a multiple sclerosis Newport Beach event, but I didn't see anyone with a coat and tie, you know, like I had on, and I asked the girl behind the counter, you know, the Freedom Forum conference, and she directed me to Salon E. E is in Edward. And I waited around for about 45 minutes or so till about 10 after 8, you know, and I figured, you know, the Salon E was still locked and no one was even setting up. So I went back to the a different girl, a blonde girl behind the counter, and she told me that they canceled abruptly late last night. They canceled the whole conference. So
who is when they told you they canceled, what do they mean? Who are they?
Well, meaning you or Ian,
okay.
Or Mark.
Well, we did not cancel. Well, actually, I was one of the guest speakers, but the organizers did not cancel the event.
Hesham,
as you heard from Bluefield and you heard from other people that the event was canceled by the hotel. And to prove that, we are right here live across the street from the hotel.
I believe you. I believe you. I may have thought the worst for a while, but after I heard you talking and I've been listening in, what's been going on over RBN, I believe you. That's fine. I was just kind of curious, you know, where were most of the people? I would have stuck around as part of the rally. I'm still interested in going if you're going to do something tomorrow.
After the show, if you leave your number with the producers there, we'll get your number and call you and let you know what's going on.
Okay, fine.
Very good. Manning will hopefully will take your phone number and we'll call you back.
Actually, John from California, you should have my email address. So if you just email me, I'll get back with you. But I'll tell you this much, we are planning on doing something tonight. We have secured a location. You can hear all those horns, ladies.
As you hear, ladies and gentlemen, everybody who's passing by here, blowing their horns and giving us the thumb up sign, because people don't want no more wars for Israel. This is what the people in the United States want. But unfortunately, the few elites, the few Zionists who are controlling our country, they don't want freedom of speech. They don't want you to hear from us. They don't want you to hear what we have to say. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go. I don't know how long we have for the break. Can someone tell me, Lanning, how long we have for the break? Shall we continue? Okay.
I guess that silence is golden, so we should just keep right on going, Hisham.
All right, let's keep on going. Okay. Right now, we're going to go to a special guest who came all the way from Massachusetts. It is Joaquin Martello, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of people on the Internet are familiar with his articles, and he is one of a kind. So I'm going to pass the microphone, or actually the phone, to him.
Howdy. This is Joaquin Martello, and this is yet another example of the ongoing conspiracy against rights. In New York City, and in Michigan, in Massachusetts, we constantly see attacks on Arab American scholars, Muslim American scholars, trying to deny them the right to teach in the United States because they don't agree with the Zionist agenda. Now that there are sufficient numbers of Americans who realize that they, as Americans, they do not have to support Israel, the ADL and other organizations from the organized Jewish community try to deny them their right to speak. Again, this is conspiracy against rights. It is a Title 18 U.S. criminal violation. I believe chapter 241, and it's only the tip of the problem.
Never admit that.
Very good. Thank you, Martello. Now I'm going to go back to Mark. Take it away, Mark.
Hashem, one of the things that you know, we wanted to point out in this is to show the solidarity that exists between the Christian and the Muslim people. We are two people who are separated by very little. Our values are basically the same. We just want to be able to raise our families and to live in peace without having to sacrifice them, hand our children over so that they can fight and die in these wars, needless wars that are of no benefit to us. And so here we have today assembled a great mix of Christians and Muslims. I was encouraged to read on the Internet the other day. There's some more horns honking, ladies and gentlemen. To hear on the Internet, or read on the Internet the other day, that there was a paper or a press release that many Muslims issued calling upon Christians and Muslims to better understand each other and to cease warring against each other. This is a needless war, ladies and gentlemen. There is no reason for the Christians and the Muslims to be fighting against each other. Manny, how are we doing for time? Are we due for a break? 2 minutes. Okay, we've got 2 minutes. So,
well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue with this probably like maybe about like 5 or 10 minutes in the second hour. I'll tell you what. Let's go to we're probably not going to be able to do it, but we have a couple of minutes left. Have with me a special person, Wendy, of course, Wendy Campbell. Now she's Wendy Green with Marwin Media. Wendy, what's going on here? We have about a minute left.
Oh, well, we're protesting any wars for Israel. It's a racist apartheid country guilty of ethnic cleansing since the day it was immorally founded in 1948. And it has over 350 nuclear warheads. It's refusing to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. And it's something that Americans need to really get familiar with about all of the truths about the matter, and then we have to take action. Boycott apartheid Israel. No more wars for Israel. And that's it. So I guess I'll give you back to Hisham. All right. Are you there?
No, no. If you're on the air.
Oh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I think we'll probably have, I don't know, maybe about 10, 15 seconds left.
One minute.
1 minute. Oh, wow. These 2 minutes were very long. So, okay. Well, Mark, it looks like we're probably not going to be live the second hour because we have to move on. We can't tell you where we are going because we don't want them to shut us out where we're going. But we will definitely have a story to tell after we come back. Maybe next week we will be live again, and we will tell you what happened. So now we are going to probably say goodbye to everybody, and we will see you next week live, me and Mark, and we will talk to you next Saturday. No more wars for Israel!
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 Freedom or peace! No more wars for Israel! No more wars for Israel!
Okay, I think we're probably out completely. If we're not, we are now. Goodbye, everybody. See you next week.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Number is 800-313-9443, and we still have another hour to go. We have about 8 minutes, I think, in this segment. It's probably a little less, but before the end of this hour. And in the second hour, we will continue. We're going to talk about the Marsheimer and Walt, and what they came up with. As a matter of fact, just to introduce the second hour, we're going to talk about. It is not really something new. It is not something that was not there. It is something that we have talked about for years and years and years. It is something that people in other countries, even in Israel itself, have talked about. The influence that the Israel lobby exerts on American politicians and the American foreign policy. That's it. Very simple. They did not come up with anything new. But what they wrote is the first time in the United States that these ideas, their ideas about the Israel lobby, is actually out there in mainstream where millions of people are listening to it. And that's what's good about it. But it's not that they came up with something or discovered America or something. No, they did not come up with anything new. What I like about the Mersheimer Walt book and their articles is these are two scholars,
All right, we are back, and I believe we got cut off a little bit on the other system. We will continue by phone, and I think it will be much, much better. We'll probably go through the phone in the next hour or two. So that way we guarantee that it will not have any cutoffs or whatever. But like I said, next hour we are going to talk about the Mersheimer-Walt book, The Israel Lobby. And I want to tell you why we need to get rid of and destroy the anti-Semitic, that word, that label, when they throw it at people. Basically, it's worse than a nuclear bomb. When you shoot someone with that label, their whole career is over with, and their future is out. So, we will be back, and we welcome your phone calls in the next hour. We'll be right back.
It's true.